The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Here we are, Morning Skate action, San Jose Sharks and the Columbus Blue Jackets at SAP Center at San Jose. Of course, we're at Sharks Ice at San Jose because that's where the Sharks practice. By the way, can I register a slight complaint? Sure. I really honestly think that you should skate at the rink. I think both teams should skate there because this is all about us, right? And they're Absolutely. Keeping us from seeing the Blue Jackets.
Absolutely, 100%. Everybody should know that as broadcasters in the National Hockey League, any move that's made by the team, our immediate thought is, okay, what about us? How does this affect us? And this is inconvenient for us. And we, therefore, that's not even a small complaint. That's a very well-registered complaint, and I'm 100% in agreement with you. Let's put that on the next ballot.
I think so. That's something we have to vote on at some point. Of course, we might get outvoted because there are super delegates that are involved, namely the coaches and general managers of the hockey team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Above our pay grade is pretty much a saying that we use all the time.
By the way, I do have an election-related kind of coincidence today. And that is, today, the Columbus Blue Jackets are in town. And Kevin LeBanc is coming back to SAP Center to face off against the San Jose Sharks. Now, he just scored a goal in their last game, 7-2 loss against Washington, but he is getting on the board. He is getting a chance to play. We're both, I know, very happy for him that he is getting that opportunity. But here's the anomaly. The very first game that Kevin LeBanc ever played in the National Hockey League was for the San Jose Sharks, obviously, on the road in Washington, on election night 2016. And so tonight, he is playing his first game against the Sharks on the road on election night 2024. What is going to happen after that?
Send your letters to the Columbus Blue Jackets, www.cbj.com.
How great is that?
That's great. That's fantastic. The other guy that's coming back, we've seen him year after year. A guy that we both know very well, and a person that is not only one of the great people in hockey, but one of the great people in any walk of life in the world today, Dean Evason, an original San Jose Shark. Dean was one of those guys that when things were tough, Dean was absolutely at his best. And he's been at his best right now with the Columbus Blue Jackets since taking over and all the tragedy with the Gaudreau family, and they're off to a pretty decent start considering all the heartbreak that they've had to live through.
By the way, related to that, another unbelievable coincidence, and that is the San Jose Sharks lost somebody in the Blue Coat family. Susie was just a wonderful person, and you ready for this?
Yeah.
She actually, before she died, took the time to have number 13 pins made for all of the Blue Coats at SAP Center to honor the memory of Johnny Gaudreau. And she didn't live long enough to see it. We're so sad that Susie is gone, but what an amazing thing that she did, and it's going to happen tonight at the tank.
Yeah, her family came to the Sharks and said, hey, Susie had done this, and Susie was a Blue Coat that worked here almost every morning. We got to see her and talk to her. She was such a sweetheart, and I know you and I are both just heartbroken over her death. And she got those pins because she wanted to show the Columbus Blue Jackets that Team Teal cared. And she was a very caring person. And her family came to the Sharks before tonight's game and said, hey, this is what she did. We would, if it's okay with you guys, like the Blue Coats to wear them. And just to show our support to the Columbus Blue Jackets, to the Gaudreau family, and to Susie's family, I think it's going to be a terrific thing. And I still tear up about it because that's how sweet of a woman she was.
She really was, and we're going to miss her terribly. Obviously, her memory will live on, and I just think this is a wonderful thing. Beyond what the entire league did with moments of silence to start the season for both Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau and their families, but I just think that this is something really, really special, and I'm very, very sure that the Blue Jackets will pay some attention to that.
Yeah, I'm sure they certainly will. It will mean a lot to them. I mean, they've probably gone through a lot where, well, of all the memorials and all the things, and Johnny's 13 hanging in the room, and I feel for Sean Monahan, who came to the Columbus Blue Jackets because he played with Johnny in Calgary, and they were close, close friends. He wanted to play with them again, and then this tragedy happened. Then this little moment, it won't bring peace, it won't bring closure, but it will show that we care. In the hockey world, we're very lucky. We're a very exclusive group, and from that means everybody in every organization, and we do care about this. And I think this is just as usual from the Sharks, very classy, but from Susie, unbelievably compassionate.
Shows what the hockey people in this world are all about. Whether you're playing on the ice or whether you're ushering people into the building, you care about the people in the game, and everybody does, and that'll be in the back of our minds tonight when the Sharks take on the Blue Jackets. And back to hockey for the game. I mean, this is an important kind of a bounce-back game because the Sharks made a couple of critical mental mistakes in the last game against Vancouver, a very, very winnable hockey game. Even at the end, when the puck came out to Fabian Zetterlund and it kind of jumped over his stick, if not for that, we might have at least seen a point out of it. And I think that if justice had anything to do with it, which it doesn't, the Sharks would have gotten at least one out of that game. They ended up with zero because of the puck bouncing over the stick and a couple of critical mistakes. But that's going to happen when you've got young guys out there at certain critical moments of the game. No need to harp on that, but tonight we've got some good news in that a couple of young people are going to be in the game. Both Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini scheduled to play. This will be Celebrini's second game of the season. He had a remarkable first game, especially considering that he was still nagged by an injury that he already had. Had one goal and one assist, youngest Shark ever to score a goal. Got a big, big performance that night. And what he's looking for now is his first NHL win, which would be a big thing to get tonight against the Jackets. But what it also means is that the Sharks are going to have to, adjust the lineup a little bit because Ty DeLandria is scheduled to get back into action tonight. I'm assuming that he's in. So the Sharks will have to make a roster decision at some point, maybe. But then again, Jake Walman, I don't think, is going to play tonight. So if Jack Thompson is in for Jake Walman, and if he has to be on the shelf because of that big hit he took from Brock Besser, maybe they don't have to do as much with the roster as we thought. But I've got to do my math. I don't have it done yet.
Yeah, Jake took that hard hit. I talked to him after the game, too. Told him I thought it was really admirable about how hard he played after taking that hit. But he was really upset at himself because he blamed himself for two goals. And he said, the game's on me. That's my fault. I got to be way better. And that shows you the type of character and the type of teammate Jake Walman is. Getting Macklin Celebrini back is huge. I know he's only 18, and I want to tell everybody to relax because he is only 18. But, boy, it was hard after that first game and seeing him do what he did to not be really, really excited about the future of the San Jose Sharks. But you're right, last game, mental mistakes is what hurt them. Puck placement, two changes, lack of coverage in front, and not being able to, or not being aware of the game situation. When you score a goal, you've got to be ready on that next shift. And those are the things that hurt them. But you're right, it's a big bounce back game for the San Jose Sharks tonight.
Vitek Vanacek's going to get the start and goal in a lifetime against Columbus. He is a perfect 6-0. He would love to continue that this evening to get another victory. And the San Jose Sharks, I think, are pretty enthusiastic coming into this game, in spite of the fact that they're at the bottom of the standings in the Western Conference. There's lots of progress being made here, and another step could be taken if they get a big victory tonight against the Jackets. Looking at the way the guys are skating, Drew, we've got Macklin Celebrini also on the ice playing with Mikhail Granlund and Tyler Toffoli, so that's the same from Game 1. And Will Smith is still with Luke Cunningham and Barkley Goodrow. They look really good together, I think. Yeah. And I think it's going to be a really exciting contest tonight. We're on the air at 7 o'clock. Scott Hannon is with me on this beautiful election night special broadcast the Sharks and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.